the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Have you ever wondered how the Apple podcast charts worked? Today, we link to its patent application from Apple filed in 2006. It's called Computing Popularity Based Upon Subscriptions, and it appears to contain all the information we already know about the charts, that it's based upon subscriptions, not downloads, and that more recent subscriptions count for more in the chart than older ones. The patent application has since been abandoned, and it may not be the method that Apple now uses to calculate the charts, which seems to have been significantly strengthened since there was evidence of manipulation in mid-2018. In the UK, Spotify has launched My Dog's Favourite Podcast, an exclusive podcast for dogs, produced with the RSPCA, an animal charity. Episodes are 5 hours long and designed to keep your doggy company while you do human things. iHeart-owned Inside Radio interviews former iHeart employee Owen Grover about Pocket Casts. He says, "We've seen well over 20% growth in our number of users just in the past 2 months. Libsyn has decided to, quote, set the record straight about whether Spotify is number one or not by publishing their app download figures for December to, quote, help debunk the erroneous stories. They show 59% of downloads from Apple Podcasts and iTunes and 11% from Spotify. Interestingly, Spotify's dropped from the 13% Libsyn reported in October. The Morgan Stanley and Media Data both measure people saying what podcast apps they use, not downloads, so everybody could be right. Spotify could be number one for number of users, but Apple Podcasts appears to be number one for downloads. And writing on Medium, Dan Meisner says, "I don't really listen to podcasts is the most important point of view in podcasting." You'll find it linked from our show notes in our newsletter today. And in podcast news,
live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens.
Well, that's a brand new entry at number 3 in the Podtrac Top 20 US podcast charts for December. NPR News Now consists of the latest hourly news bulletin from NPR and was previously excluded from the chart. In the feed, Rob Walsh shares total download numbers. He says, if your show is getting more than 130 downloads after 30 days, you are better than half the shows out there. Well, that's good news, isn't it? And Under Understood has been apologised to after it was told it had to pay $1,995 in licensing if it wanted to tell people it was chosen as one of the HuffPost's podcasts of the year, which, by the way, it was chosen as one of HuffPost's podcasts of the year. Anyway, Lydia Polgreen, HuffPost's editor-in-chief, has apologised for the miscommunication, adding, "We've made it clear to our third party that we don't want anyone charged for this," and also adding, "Celebrate in any way you choose." And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.